You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so there was an interesting story that came out. They went out and surveyed a bunch of people about an inheritance. And it turns out that only one in four Americans expect to leave any kind of inheritance for anybody. Only one in four. So three out of four ain't leaving a thing for anybody.
Man.
All right. I find that kind of interesting.
You're getting nothing. You're going to like it.
You'll get nothing and like it. So we were wondering if we could have some fun with you this morning and have you tell us either the best or the lamest thing you ever inherited. I'll go first. I did have what I consider the best, and it is a bet when it was brand new, it cost less than a buck. And it's just this old, beat-up, like metal crocodile alligator type of thing that my dad used to drive around with on the dash of his car. And every time he sold a car and got a new one, the crocigator, as he called it, would transfer over into the new car. I've now got it. My dad died about 20 years ago. I've now got the crocigator. I'll bet it costs 50 cents new, and today it's probably worth much less. And I still consider it the best thing I could ever have inherited from my dad. But I did ask Gretchen. I said, do you have a best or a worst thing you've inherited? And she didn't even hesitate. She goes, I got to tell you. She goes, I had a grandmother who loved all of her grandchildren except me. She said, so when grandmother died, she gave all of the other grandchildren things like nice jewelry, other household items like equipment that was just really valuable. Like, she gave them really nice stuff. And what Gretchen got was this suitcase-looking thing that when she opened it up was a bunch of old silverware that on the surface looked like it was gold, but it was just painted gold. It was all chipped and had crusty stuff all over it. It was like some old, used, disgusting set of silverware.
Why didn't she like her?
It's one of those stories. Gretchen walked away from her, quote, religion when she was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
And all of the rest of her family never forgave her for that, including grandma.
Oh, okay, so she got crappy silverware.
She got crappy, beat-up old silverware. Is kind of like a middle finger from grandma. So I'm like, that's fantastic. What'd you do with it? It went right into a dumpster. She
of
was
course,
like,
get rid of it.
Immediately. She
use
didn't
that.
Even slow down. She picked it up and just kept walking right out back to the dumpster and threw it away.
That's like when what I get a phone you? Book on my front porch. I just immediately walk it over to the recycle bin.
I don't even want to ask Josh because he's the guy who inherited like $1 million from his
Josh has fat stacks of cash. But yeah, I mean, both of my parents are still around.
But what about a grandparent or something? Have you inherited anything?
Yeah, a few things. Mostly asbestos issues at grandma's house.
Right.
Yeah. But I do know that when my parents do go, my parents have a lot of stuff. My mom has been collecting antiques and various knickknacks for many, many years. And, you know, she'll occasionally buy more things. And the joke around the house is, you know, that'll look great in the estate sale. But I do know that there's, you know, somewhere in a will somewhere that she's pushing the grandfather clock on one of us. I have just one sister. I don't want the grandfather clock at all. And that's been like one of the things that she's talked about. Like, you need to take this thing was Ethan Allen. It's expensive. And I'm like, there's not a chance
in hell.
It's one of
those things that does chime on the hour.
Every 15 minutes it does the chime.
Oh, God.
All that's through the night.
That's almost as bad as wind chimes.
And I don't know what's going to happen to the grandfather clock. I don't know.
I do.
I'll push it onto my sister, I guess.
No, it'll end up in an estate sale.
So some other funny things coming in.
Sorry, Danny.
Yeah, Sharon says, I inherited bottles and bottles of my grandma's perfume collection. Stuff was so old that it smelled like dead skunks. I did keep some of the bottles, though, because they were kind of cool. Trash.
Right.
Trash.
And you know what's funny to think about is our stuff. And
yeah,
I've thought about this
before. Too.
Like, is there anything in my house that my son would want? And I think other than some books, And maybe some of my gold records or whatever. He might want some of that. But otherwise, nothing.
I think about that with my action figures. I think about that with my action figures and all my collectibles and stuff down in the basement. Like, what kid of mine is going to want my He-Man collection? I really don't think anybody's going to want it. And that breaks my heart, you know?
Well, better sell it now then. You keep talking about what it's worth. Go ahead and sell it now.
I know. They probably just want the money.
Diane says, my best inheritance was a 2002 Buick Roadmaster. Okay. Well, hey, a car's a car. You know, if it if it does drive, if it works.
John says, worst inheritance, my crippling anxiety. It runs on my mother's side.
Yeah, you get a name for that, buddy.
Okay, that's good. I got a lame one, and then let me give you quickly one that I don't know which camp it falls into from Renee, but first is Kim. Kim says, I got all of my grandma's 1950s fire hazard Christmas decorations. I plugged in a few of the Christmas trinkets, and some of them actually started smoking. That's from Kim. And then here's Renee. I don't know if this is lame or kind of cool, but Renee says, I actually inherited my dad's best friend's ashes. When my dad's friend died, they were super close, and the friend had no close family, so it was in his will that dad got his ashes. Well, now dad has passed on, and I have his ashes and his friend's ashes up on a shelf together, and that's Renee.
Well,
kind of cool, I guess.
It's not taking up that much room, so let the two buddies hang out,
I
guess.
That's the thing. The buddies are still together, so.
I mean, if it was some big clunky thing that took up a lot of room, but.
But yet you got, like, essentially somebody else's ashes that really you don't care about, but your dad did, so that's nice of you.
We're getting so much weird stuff sent in, but this one is actually super cool. Michael says, I have a negative and the photo of Babe Ruth throwing a football.
Well, that's
something
cool.
From a promotion that he was doing at a train stop with a team. So he's got the actual photo and negative.
That's pretty neat.
I believe that's an auction item, I would
that's
think.
That's worth some bank for sure.
Let's grab phone calls real quick. We'll start with Cassidy. Cassidy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Dom?
We are both fine, Cassidy. Thank you. So what in the world have you inherited?
So, you know, and I this completely like slipped my mind when I was talking to Josh, but I've inherited only two things in my life. You know, one of them was just money, $8,000 from my uncle, which, you know, as I was telling Josh, I guess, you know, it's always one of those things that like he was the fun uncle. So it's like, you know, the money's nice, but I still wish he was here because it was definitely
worth his time. Yeah, absolutely. The funcle.
Yeah, you'd trade $8,000 for your uncle. Yep, what's the other thing?
Exactly. I mean, it let me buy. I mean, I guess I don't know. The funny thing is it let me buy like an $1,000 computer chair where, you know, I could sit on for hours.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's nice.
Which is nice, you know, but. The other thing that completely slipped my mind when I talked to Josh was actually a piece of artwork. But I guess it's one of those things that, like, my uncle had a lot of artwork that he inherited essentially from our grandparents that were in their house before they passed. And so it was one of those things that it's like it wasn't, like, given to me by him. It was, like, listed in the estate. And, of course, kind of the nephews and brothers and sisters of this uncle really got to kind of pick and choose and
what's
be
the
like,
art?
Oh,
what's the art? What's
Cassidy,
the picture?
What's the art?
What's the art?
It's essentially kind of like a, it's like a water drawing of like a house. And I actually do like it. So
did you have
like,
it appraised?
I've never had it appraised. I
go
still
ask,
have it.
Go find out what it's worth.
Yeah, go get it.
I mean, it's not,
Antiques Roadshow.
It's no dogs playing poker, Cassidy.
Right.
But it could be worth something.
I would go get
Cassidy,
that appraised.
Thank you for the great phone call. We appreciate you. Let's move on to James. James, what did you inherit?
Good morning, boys from Arkansas.
Well, yee-haw to you, James.
We're going to get him some squirrel pie later today.
My grandmother thought it would be extremely important for me when I was 10 years old to give me my grandfather's broken electric razor.
Really?
She gave it to me kind of formally with people around, and I immediately took it and took it apart, tried to fix it, and of course I couldn't. But it was fun taking it apart.
Well, now where's the razor now?
Trash.
Oh, I threw it away way back then.
Boy, that's garbage.
James, go have a great day.
She presents it in a box with a ribbon. And Hannah says,
go ahead.
I inherited my grandma's 1990 Cadillac Coupe de Ville death trap of a car. And then Gabe's is really cool. Gabe says, I inherited a small piece of rusty metal. My great-grandfather was in the trenches during World War I and was injured by a landmine. He still had the piece that was in his leg, and that's the piece of rusty metal that I inherited.
Come on, now that's
cool.
Super cool.
That's cool.
Super cool. And then Mary will bring it home. She says, I inherited a stick.